Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time to feed you some football here on this Total Request Thursday. Lamar Jackson met with the media yesterday, talking about various things relating to the team. And we look back at the Detroit game. Lamar was sacked 7 times. Most sacks since the playoff game his rookie year against the Chargers. And the question was, hey, Lamar, why didn't you run more, I guess?
No, I didn't look at the film and think I should have ran sometimes, or I don't think I was holding on to the ball. If anything, I was trying to let the routes develop, you know, but they did a great job with the pass rush and their stunts and their rush to cover linebacker, you know, diving at my feet and stuff like that. They did a pretty good job. Just got to execute better next time.
Yeah, I think the point in there, and I've said it a couple times now, like the coverage was very good. Watching the film and stuff, Lamar, like I'm waiting for the routes to develop, let the guys get open, and then by that time things are breaking down, and then they got a spy right there, rush to cover linebacker. So the Ravens O-line, you know, it's hard for them to sustain, you know, for 3 or 4 seconds. It's hard for any O-line to do that. As Kansas City, the same thing, you know. So when he brings it down, they did a nice job corralling. He had nowhere to go. You know, for him to say he wanted to run, yeah, there was nowhere to run to. He tried a couple times, and they grabbed his. If he gets out of there, you know, it's probably going to be a big run. But they did a very nice job keeping the ball inside and in front of him. And that's what you do. You never saw rushers running past him, because that feeds right to Lamar. So they did a good job. You get to the top of the... You get to the where he is, you stop, and then you go back. And they did a good job.
Are we starting to see him get tripped up a little bit more than we did a few seasons ago, where he just, you couldn't lay a glove on this guy? You know, as Nolan pointed out, what's he, 28? You know, he's 8 years in the league.
I've been now, hit a lot.
Yeah, I don't see it a growing concern where he's just going to become statuesque in the next 2 years. But has a little of the burst, which made him one of one. And he still is, quite frankly. Has that disappeared a little bit? Is he getting caught like that 2 years ago?
What?
A little tripping of the feet, yeah, and all of this stuff.
Just seems like he's getting caught more than he has.
Yeah, because when he got around that corner, man, yeah, see it.
You know, and he's had some nice, he had some nice runs the other night, option type stuff and everything. Yeah, he's probably not like 4.3 or 4.4 anymore, you know. He doesn't have, like, Keaton Mitchell has, like, wow speed. I think Lamar used to have wow speed. I don't think Lamar has wow speed anymore.
What do you think, Nolan? We've seen number 8 slowing down just a little bit. By the way, he's probably still the fastest quarterback in the NFL, but he was the next level guy.
Yeah, I don't really see it that way. I think this... hopefully it was a one game thing, you know, and the Lions were just perfect in their execution. They had the perfect game plan, you know, just trying to contain him, because like I was saying earlier in the week, the thing that's made Lamar the best he's ever been these past few years is that when he escapes the pocket, or even if he screws up himself, he still was turning that into highlight reel plays. And the other night, it looked like he was a half second away or a half step away from doing that on multiple occasions. Mm-hmm. But they were able to get a hand on him, grab his ankles, and wrap him up. I mean, even when other teams have been able to do that, there's guys on the edge who have dived out, TJ Watts and Garrett of the world, that have dived out and maybe got an arm on his leg. But to get those hands on the ankles and actually bring him down, to me, it was just perfect execution.
And that's why he lost all that weight. Remember last year and stuff, because he says, I got to get quicker.
There.
Yeah, I want to be quicker. So he's a threat, you know, anytime that he's out there. Anyhow, but, Bob, you know what's funny is I mean, we're talking about a guy, you know, all right, could he have run more? Yeah. Threw three touchdown passes, had 148 quarterback rating. You
know? His quarterback rating for the year is over 140. It's insane. It's NFL Lunch Video at 81.057. The Fed, Nolan McGraw, even though the Ravens have put up 40, 41, and 30 points, they've still lost two games. So, Lamar, are there ever enough points for your offense?
Put more points on the board, try to score more. You know, we only can worry about ourselves. You know, it's a team game, but we only can worry about offense.
That's kind of sounds like what Joe Burrow was saying last year. You know, it's a team game, but we got to worry about ourselves.
Yeah, yep.
You know, so we got to do our job. And I wish somebody would have asked Lamar. You looked extremely frustrated throughout the whole game. Was that the case? Because he did. You know, I mean, there was not a smile. There was not any. It just seemed like there was a lot of frustration throughout.
Kansas City Chiefs, Vinny just broke down the defense a few minutes ago. Lamar was asked what he expects from Spags and KC.
You know, go cover zero, cover six sometimes, quarters, invert two. They do it all, you know. But we just got to execute, stay positive ahead of the sticks, and get first down, put points on the board.
And, Bob, when we watch that game Sunday afternoon, you're going to see the two wide receivers, and there's going to be two corners up in their face. You got to win, and you got to win quick. You know, and tight ends may be a big part of this game, or whoever's playing in the slot. I just wish they would play Tez Walker a little bit more and a little bit less more Wallace. Wallace had 30-some snaps. Tez had seven. Wallace had zero targets in 32 plays.
And finally, let's switch to the defense, a guy whose name's been brought up a lot. Well, Nnamdi Madubuike, because he's out on Sunday, but Adafe Owe. And Owe was asked yesterday when he spoke to the masses at one winning drive about making up for the loss of your all-pro tackle.
You know, just keep on going. Obviously, you know, like I said, he's a good player. You know, we're going to need him, but God, you can't have that message to the guys that, you know, are working their tails off and trying to, you know, dominate. So you got to keep on putting confidence into them and knowing that it's a next man up mentality.
I kind of wish he would have said, you know, it's for all of us. You know, we got to play better. Yeah. I got to play better. Yeah, exactly. I got to get some more, you know, sacks and stuff instead of next man up, you know, mentality. No, hell no. I got to go get some sacks. You know, my job to go get some sacks now, too.
Yep. I had 10.5 last year. I have zero.
Right.
This year, instead, we get never stop, never stopping.
Yeah. Going back to my Penn State.
Yeah, go out there and kick some ass. Coming up on Sunday at 4:25. By the way, Povich did not plunk Mangum. Instead, he gave up a single to left. It is what it is. All right, we'll come back. Speaking of baseball, got our baseball report. Talk about what happened in the division last night. Things are getting a little dicey for Toronto. Tony Taters did make his return last night to that Blue Jays lineup. Only had Garrett Crochet waiting for him, so how do you think that turned out? And a team clinched the division, yes, last night, breaking out the whipping sticks. So did Phillies hit 8 home runs yesterday. But Seattle did. They did some damage, too. Stick around. And then Mike Harmon, real at fantasy football. Arizona's without James Conner for the rest of the season. Who steps up in his place?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for your AL East and Beyond report. Orioles right now taking on the Rays, bottom of the first. Scoreless. Birds at the plate. Dylan Beavers leading off for the Orioles today. He's at the plate right now. Taking on Rasmussen. Orioles lose last night 6-2. Fairbanks plunked Pasayo. Blew a kiss to the dugout. Or an unruly fan. Even criticized the dude for being short, wearing some ugly ass old jacket and his dad's Oriole hat. So he kind of went off. Did say he felt bad about hitting Pasayo, but, you know, we saw it. He drilled it right in the wrist. Pasayo not in the lineup. Jackson Holliday, MRI on his knee. Tony Manzolino said hopefully he'll be ready for the Yankees tomorrow in the Bronx in the final series of the year in New York. Get to them in a second. Creeping up on the Toronto Blue Jays, or the Blue Jays are falling back to the pack, whatever it is. But right now, scoreless. Final home game of 2025. Orioles will not be back at Oriole Park Cannon Yard, so opening day of 26 when the Twins come to town to start a season that hopefully will reach the promise that a lot of us or hopes that a lot of us had for this year, where they just kind of bottomed out. Poorly constructed rotation, injuries were obviously a major factor for them. You're going to need a closer, a thumper in the middle of the lineup. So Mike Elias has a work cut out for him, for sure. But yesterday in the division, Yankees, speaking of them, taking on the White Sox, and Aaron Judge, I mean, just stop doing what you're doing.
High drive, right center field, that ball is gone, number 51 for Judge. An amazing season continues for the Yankee captain, 8-1.
That was the final score, 8-1 Yankees over the White Sox. Aaron Judge, two bombs last night, as you heard Michael Kay on. Yes, 51 for the season. Trent Grisham, he went deep. He's got 34 home runs for New York. Oh, by the way, see, look, I'm against long-term deals for pitchers because sooner or later the arm's going to fall off. But Yankees went all in on Max Fried, paid him significant dough. Then they lose Gerrit Cole for the season. Luis Gil, last year's Rookie of the Year, he missed 3 months with an injury. Max Fried comes in, wins 19 games. Woo. 19-5, got the win last night. 286 earned run average on the season. So sometimes you get what you pay for. Just hoping that health will hold out for them. Red Sox taking on the Blue Jays. Toronto, they've clinched a playoff spot, so they're in it to win it. But are they winning the wild card or the division? Boston says, hey, pump the brakes on your champagne celebration up at Fenway.
Swinging a high fly ball right center field deep. Barsho's back, turning. That ball's out of here. Carlos Narvaez, his 15th home run of the season, a three-run shot, and the Sox take a 7-0 lead.
It's actually in Toronto, by the way. That's Nesson on the call. 7-1 was the final score. Narvaez goes deep. Yoshida goes deep. Oh, and see what happens when you trade prospects for pitchers? In the offseason, the Red Sox traded a lot of their top prospects. A couple of them already starting for the White Sox for Garrett Crochet, who I wanted the Orioles to be all in on. They weren't. Not sacrificing what Chicago was asking for. Yeah, Crochet, 8 innings, 3 hits. He gets to win. He's 18-5 with a 254 earn run average, or 259.
Bob, comparable to like what Boston gave up, who would it have been for the Orioles?
I think a Holiday kind of guy would have to have been in there, because Meadroth was the dude.
But he's started. I mean, he's not having a monster season, but, you know, he's young and he's plug and play. You had to sacrifice some magic beans pitching-wise, which the Orioles, quite frankly, don't have.
Right.
At this time. Garrett Crochet, 8 innings pitched. He already had his Tommy John surgery, so he got that out of the way. Toronto. Anthony Santander came back last night. 0 for 3, 2 Ks.
Ooh.
Welcome back to the lineup. Anthony Santander. Now, outside of the division, before we get to the standings, Seattle taking on the Rockies. And Cal Raleigh, I mean, come on. This is another guy. I mean, nobody, like Aaron Judge has hit 50 home runs like 4 times. Cal Raleigh hasn't sniffed, he's hit 25, 30 bombs before. But what he's done this year, well, he's added to the tally. Let's just put it that way.
Fly ball to right field, number 60! A catcher has hit 60 home runs!
Root Sports on the call. Cal Raleigh, 2 jacks last night. As you heard, 60 for the year. Silva Suarez went deep. Polanco went deep. Julio Rodriguez hit his 32nd home run of the year. 9-2 was the final score of the Mariners over the Rockies. With the win, they clinched the National League or American League's Western Division Championship because Houston lost again last night. But Bob, the big dumper, big dumper got a 5-year contract extension for barely over $100 million. And they are thumping away at the baseball, and they've got their pitchers back, Kirby and Gilbert and all these dudes. Miller's back. They have Castillo. They're really looking like a team that could be formidable once we get in October.
Now, this is a team that couldn't hit last year, right?
Right, and they went out and addressed all. Nobody expected this from Raleigh, though.
No.
60 home runs. And he's still not going to win MVP because Aaron Judge is going to do it because he's about 200 points high. 200 points higher in the OPS?
Yeah. I mean, you can't get caught up in the historic aspect of it. I mean, I think case in point last year, Jose Ramirez with Cleveland was one home run shy of being in the 40-40 club and how elite of a club that was when Shohei joined it a year or two ago. And Acuna has that type of skill set and everyone's propping these guys up and they're the greatest thing ever. But, you know, he finished 5th in MVP voting, Ramirez, last year, and he was that close to a 40-40. So you can't get caught up in the history of it.
I got you, Nolan McGraw. Also last night, Tigers lose again to the Guardians. With the win, Cleveland takes over first place in the AL Central. So your standings update. And the Reds lost, Diamondbacks lost, Mets lost. But here we go. Blue Jays, Yankees now tied. In the American League East, Boston is 3 back. Cleveland's now a game up on the Tigers, who have lost 8 in a row. Oh, my God. I mean, they were 15 and a half games up on everybody in the division. Seattle clinches the West. Phillies clinch the East. Brewers have clinched the Central. And the Dodgers are now 2.5 up on San Diego in the West. Wild card today. Yankees, Red Sox, Tigers are in. But the Houston Astros have lost 5 in a row, so they're still a game back. And in the National League, Cubs, Padres in, Mets, they're a game up on both Cincinnati and Arizona. So it's insanity here. The Astros and the Mets are like, I don't want to go to the playoffs.
Right.
And the team's chasing them like, yeah, me either. Nah, why don't you? It's going back in. Cedric Mullins, by the way, got benched in New York for the Mets here. He's a struggle city. And the Padres lost Ramon Laureano at least through the first round of the playoffs with a fracture of his right finger. So that's your baseball update here Total Request Thursday. Orioles and Mariners. Orioles and Rays, scoreless through 1, even though it looks like some replay fun is going on here. When we come back, talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. There is a game tonight. We'll predict it later in the hour. And then Nolan McGraw's Funhouse before Inside Access takes over too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So on the Window Nation guest hotline, it's Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He is the one and only Mike Harmon. Mike, what's happening?
Man, that guy sounds really busy. What's going on, boys?
Little this, little that. And look, man, a couple more weeks, we'll be talking about Bronny James and Dalton Connect and all the fun stuff that's going to be shoved down our throats in regards to the NBA content. And we'll be talking about the Dodgers possibly losing in the playoffs yet again, even though our White Sox and Orioles aren't even sniffing, that sort of thing. But we'll start football before we get to fantasy. Talk real. And a couple of the big surprises so far, good way, first 3 weeks. We got to start with Daniel Jones in Indianapolis and the way that he has played. And first of all, Mike, how did you feel about Danny Dimes in New York and how he was treated, air quotes, and he is now free to do what he wants to do under Steichen and everything in Indianapolis? Or are you just blown away by how well he's playing right now?
I was a believer. No, look, when he was last healthy and played significant minutes and games, I mean, he was a 3-touchdown per interception guy, ran the ball pretty well, and could make plays. They had a talent deficiency there in New York, right? I mean, he is in and out of the lineup with Saquon Barkley when available. Fantastic. Next level. But you never had wide receivers that you really had to worry about. Here he goes, and Steichen has always had the reputation that he was going to take someone over. You got a lot of talent here, and having Jonathan Taylor behind you helps a lot. You got 4 or 5 wide receivers. You had Tyler Warren. Is it sustainable for the long term? Well, the history would say that eventually an injury is going to find him. Hopefully not to the level of severity as it did with the neck injury he had in New York, but totally overwhelmed by what he's done? Nah. We'll run with it for now. You know, they're now 14-1 to win the AFC. How about that?
Wow. Well, I'm not buying that by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but I mean, that makes them, I think, they're the fourth or fifth favorite right now. And obviously the division, winning the division of a bunch of weaklings certainly helps in that regard, with Houston taking another huge step back, Jacksonville such an enigma, and Tennessee might as well have the three of us and 8 of our closest friends out there right now.
Yeah. So you're saying put a couple of dimes on Danny Dimes. Anyway, another positive, and you're out there with the beautiful people, La La Land, the Chargers, not necessarily that they're 3-0, but the offense. I mean, we're familiar with Greg Roman here because he was the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, G-Ro. But Justin Herbert starting to look like, the Dan Fouts era Chargers, throwing that ball around, and Quentin Johnston's having a monster season. Keenan Allen's drinking out of the fountain of youth. They're going to have to run the ball eventually, we guess. But what about Herbert leveling up into the Lamar, Josh Allen level conversation here?
A guy that we saw this a couple of years ago, and then the numbers were muted the last 2 years. You bring Keenan Allen back, I think that just sets everything up, right? Just that security, the old safety blanket kind of thing, right? The Linus kind of thing, where you know where he's going to be. You look at the athleticism on that touchdown throw last week. It's a guy that, you know, Jim Harbaugh has the greatest belief in, and he's been hyping it since he walked on to the job. Yes, to your point, they're going to need to run the ball. They lost Najee Harris, so we'll see what Amarian Hampton can do, like most rookie running backs. The thing I always used to ask guys at the rookie premiere was, how much time have you practiced in front of the mirror with your two-step? And some guys got the question right away. Others needed the full explanation. Hampton's a guy that I think is somewhere in between. They don't quite trust him in pass pro just yet, but he's getting there. But eventually he's got to run the ball more. Johnston's been a great story. The guy that's been really crushing for folks, though, is the heavy bets people made on Ladd McConkey to be that guy again for the second straight year, forgetting that Keenan Allen's still a pretty damn good receiver and gets to his spots, and that he and Herbert's chemistry is unmatched. Where I'm concerned, not necessarily for this week against the Giants, but long term, is, you know, what do they do without Khalil Mack? How much does that affect that defense?
Hey, Mike, what's your belief now in the Bears? You had to like what you saw against Dallas, and now they got Vegas. Are they going to be able to stack those kind of performances?
Yeah, I mean, the schedule is pretty friendly for some of these spots coming up, and the Raiders. I don't know. Did they get a huge advantage for Tom Brady being in the booth? I don't know, guys. I mean, come on. And my sarcasm bucket does run it over. I can hold two thoughts concurrently. I still think the Bears have a lot of issues they need to solve, but one of them for me was not Caleb Williams. I think there's immense talent there, and that it was just going to take time. Ben Johnson trying to, you know, get him to work under center, trying to get to the timing or whatever. I mean, that doesn't happen overnight when you've played football a certain way your whole life. So some good things, taking advantage of Eberflus and his stubbornness and their lack of talent in the back seven certainly helped. Hell, it made Russell Wilson look good for a couple weeks ago. But it's growing points, right? A to B to C, and just keep moving. That's another team, though. They're going to be in the market before it's all said and done to find another running back, because they do not have a starter and a guy that you trust 15 to 20 times a game on that roster right now. Swift is basically falling forward with one or two little hops and skips at about 3 yards carry. That's not sustainable.
Hey, Mike, who you want to play tonight? You know, we got Seattle at Arizona. Who are the must-plays tonight?
And with Connor out, who's running the ball for Arizona?
Well, let's get a little bit of Trey Benson, a guy we were high on as a ninja opportunist coming into the year, just wondering how long we'd have James Connor. And he didn't run particularly well before he got hurt. But some of the short yardage, I think that'll be the curiosity for the Cardinals as they get in the red territory, whether Kyler Murray is on rollouts and uses his legs himself, or whether we get more of Benson. Benson's a mid RB2 this week. Tough Seattle defense. I really like this defense a lot. I think we might see touchdowns on either side, because Arizona's defense is no slouch either, and we know Sam Darnold occasionally will put the ball up in harm's way. The only true real like lockstep starters in this game, though, are Smith and Jigba and Trey McBride. Other than that, you got a lot of question marks. Marvin Harrison Jr., I think we're all like sending the guy imaginary hugs after what went down last week with the misses and the drops, something that's plagued him going back to his rookie season. Something's just not connecting there. But, you know, Kyler is a high-end number two because you're averaging 35 rushing yards per game. It's a nice little baseline to get your game going.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Let's get into the entirety of this week from a fantasy football perspective. Starts and sits. Let's have a successful weekend. Let's win some money. What are we doing here, Mike Harmon?
I don't know. What'd you do? I didn't move.
I'm waiting on you. Tell me who to play. Oh, I want to win. Because Marvin Harrison, I'm not sending any imaginary hugs.
No.
His 4 fantasy points per game are not hug-worthy.
Yeah. Kenneth Walker tonight.
Yeah, you were in the middle of a sentence, and all of a sudden you dropped out.
Oh, my bad. All right, starts and sits, Mike Harmon. Let's go. What do we got?
Yeah, let's get it. Usual suspects up top. Caleb Williams, the top 5 starter this week. How about Drake May going up against your Carolina Panthers as a top 10 option for you? The no-fly zone, Stafford, Baker Mayfield against Philadelphia, although he should be able to pick on that second corner. Sterling Shepard, perhaps a little bit of a sleeper play for you there. Godwin back in practice. Curious to see how he's integrated. And Michael Penix Jr., no, thank you. Even if they want to give him all the ringing endorsements, he will not
find me there.
Well,
they fired a receiver coach. That'll help.
How do you like that? Ike Hilliard becomes the fall guy. Are you kidding me? I'm feeling his fault. My God, man. All right, running back position. No peanut punches against him this week. So Henry going up against KC. Not a great matchup, but a back-end RB1 opportunity here. Jordan Mason going up against Pittsburgh in that game. Yes, you have to get up and set your lineup early for a game in Dublin, folks. Early extra coffee. And look, I'll be on air. You can listen to me wax poetically about a week ahead. No fly. How about a potential break spot for Ashton Gentry, though? Bears defense is not Not good. So opportunity there. Chase Brown, I can't do it against Denver, and it pains me immeasurably with the number of shares I've gotten him. A little bit of a flip the coin for me. Cam Scatabo, folk hero. He looks like the juggernaut, and he's going to run through walls over time, but maybe not against this Charger defense. And real quick, the wide receiver position. All of the top names that you know and love are ready for another big day. Nico Collins, why? Because C.J. Stroud's got nobody else to throw to. Roma Dunze against Vegas. A.J. Brown going up against that Tampa Bay secondary. I think we get him into the plus territory for a second straight week. And then give me George Pickens against the Green Bay Packers. With C.D. Lamb out, another opportunity for him. And Chris Olave, why? Volume. Just like when they were making change in that Saturday Night Live skit, it doesn't have to be pretty. It's not going to be, but he's got 37 targets to lead all receivers in the National Football League. Keep them coming.
Mike Harvick, Fox Sports Radio, SwallowDub.com. I want your flex. As always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Peace and love, boys. Go listen to some Youngblood and Aerosmith. Get after it. New music.
All right. See, I don't even know who Youngblood is. I remember the movie with Rob Lowe, though, where he was a hockey player back in the 80s. Oh, sorry about that. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Real quick, no Matabike, no Washington, no Van Noy, no Stanley, no Ricardo practice. Travis Jones is back, though.
No Stanley. Probably rest day for him.
I don't know, man. The way these guys
wasn't
are.
Wasn't there yesterday either.
Yes.
Yeah, so Stanley would?
Yeah. So maybe he's
probably two rest days.
Rest days, plural. But Van Noy, according to Gianna Han, was kind of running around out there on the side.
That's good. That's good. That's a quick heel and hammy.
Orioles right now, bases loaded. One out now. Come on, bro. Jackson couldn't come through. Sees a long dilemma. Bases loaded. No way out. No way you get a fly ball. Ground ball short. I mean, they'll give you, they'll seed the run. Anywho, we'll come back. Funhouse with Nolan. Inside Access coming up at 2. We'll talk about the, Featured Artist Friday. Are we going to a Blueberry Hill? Or are we going to do the twist? What are we doing? We'll find out next. Orioles, way to be you. Bases loaded, nobody out. They didn't score.
Really?
And they didn't plunk the guy. So, okay. Last home game of the year. I mean, Nolan, I don't know what to say.
I think I changed my mind on the plunking. I mean, it's too late now, but since he did give up a single, what difference does it make? He's on first anyway. You might as well get your money's worth. Yeah. Should have hit him. You're right.
Yeah, let's do it. Maybe fire the team up just a little bit more. Nolan, who we jam it to tomorrow with Featured Artist Friday. Ripping it with Ryan, the last one of the year coming up tomorrow at noon as well.
That's right. Featured Artist tomorrow is going to be Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There you go. As chosen by the people. I got 99 problems. And
there you go.
Is that one of them? Vinny, name a Jay-Z song.
Jay-Z.
Not WJZ.
Yeah. No. Channel 13. Is that the one where he sings it
Jerry
with
Turner.
What's her name about New York, New York?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Empire State of Mind.
Empire State of Mind. Yeah.
There you go. There's the two songs we know. Can't wait to play them on there. Can't wait to. I know who he is, and I'm certainly aware of his wealth and
I might
status.
Be like with you. I know who he is more so than
the song. I think you'll recognize more songs. You just don't know the name.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of with most bands out of 1990 and beyond. But anywho, Nolan, you ready to go to that funhouse?
Yeah, real quick, though.
Yes.
With the Cal Raleigh 60th home run last night, a little bit earlier, I said don't get caught up in history when it comes to Cal Raleigh. Well, the guy who caught the home run ball took my words a little too literally. He gave the ball away.
Dobby!
Gave it to a kid.
What?
I don't know if he knows. Did he know what ball he caught?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's
a great gesture.
Sure.
Because that's what I would do. I've been to 1,000 baseball games. Never had my hands on a foul ball or a home run. I'd take a selfie with it, like, hey, finally. And then I'd give it to somebody. If it was a 60th home run, I'd be like the girl at the game at the Phillies. We'd be wrestling around on the concrete.
It says
for that thing.
Gave it to a kid who was quickly swept away by the Mariners team employees.
Oh,
get this kid out of harm's
way. That's a Homer Simpson. Dope.
Whoa.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
looks like some people in his section did get a picture of him. So, I mean, he could be recognized. I'm sure there'll be a gift or something from the Mariners, but we'll see.
That's rough. It's like throwing a lottery ticket away.
Exactly. Yeah. As far as our text for today, let's see. This one here says, someone needs to tell Eric DaCosta that we're okay with trading literally anything pick-wise up to a fourth to get Calais Campbell back here in Baltimore. We need a true leader and someone who can actually get results on the early downs. I know he's old, but still showing signs of life with Arizona.
I mean, Bob and I talked about this all. Arizona's 2-1. They're playing tonight. You know, they're tied for what? No, they're second in the division. Arizona's like, what are you talking about? And the other thing is, Calais chose Arizona over the Ravens in free agency.
Yeah. Tried to get him last year, too. Dolphins wouldn't budge.
Right.
Let's see. Howard in Baltimore says, I believe the Ravens can win this game on Sunday by simply scoring 24 points. Kansas City only averages 18 per game. Ravens need to play just basic defense, and I think they can come away with a win. Keep the players in front of you. Make the easy tackles. Lamar, no doubt about it, will move this offense up and down the field.
I'll say this. I'm more nervous about this game than the other two after watching. I don't think if you look at Kansas City's scores, you know, I mean, they lost a tight game to the Chargers in Brazil. Then who was the second one? They lost the 20-7.
Eagles.
Yeah, 20-17 at home. You know, so they're not that bad. Defensively, they're okay. I mean, I don't know that Lamar's going to be going up and down the field. Last year, they scored 19 on him. So I don't see that. I think the Ravens score in the 20s. You know, and it's going to be interesting to see. If they just play soft defense, then Mahomes is going to pick them apart. Mahomes is no slouch.
Well, that's the thing. It can't be close. Forget point total. If this is a one-possession game late in the fourth quarter, I'm got no faith in the Ravens because it requires a defensive stop.
Correct.
Or you just got to pray that Lamar's going to have the ball in his hands with at least, I don't know, 45 seconds and a timeout.
And 4th and 3, guess what they'll do?
Go for it?
No doubt.
And Hollywood's their leading target guy, so I would expect he'll be a prominent part of their offense, too.
Yeah.
One last text here. This one says, I think it's kind of odd the Ravens came back this week with a walkthrough practice after getting destroyed on both sides of the ball the other night. Is there any sense of urgency here? All I'm seeing is more ammo for the Fire Harbaugh crowd.
No, it was a Monday night game, you know? So that's kind of typical. Normally, your first practice after a Sunday game is Wednesday. So give them a little break. I mean, that's pretty much the norm around the league.
That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Got Vinny's keys. We're going to be breaking down some stats. We're doing picks. Oh, who are we taking tonight? Arizona, Seattle.
Seattle.
Arizona.
I'm going to go Cardinals. I'm with Nolan McGraw there.
You said this morning you were going to Seattle.
Oh, I did? Seattle. I don't know. I'll go Seattle. Seattle, Seattle, Seattle,
you're
Seattle,
locked
Seattle,
in. You're
Seattle,
locked
Seattle,
in.
Seattle, Seattle. Inside Access
Seattle's?
Coming up next.
Is that what you're having
I'll
tonight?
Be getting one of them, too. 2-0 Tampa. They had the bases loaded. They actually got a hit. It is what it is. We're done. Be safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.